Eli, it's been obviously a rough 3 weeks. With all the criticism, justifiably so, is it kind of a circle the way against us against the world mentality in here right now?
Well, I think, any time. The only guys you can count on, depend on, and who can fix any problems are the guys in this locker room. Obviously, our coaches and getting us prepared. But, we got to play better football. And I think the mentality and the attitude's been good. We got a great opportunity ahead of us playing against a good football team. They're 3-0, and we got to play great football.
Where's the confidence of the team right now, especially coming into today, knowing you're playing a 3-0 team?
Their confidence is good. I think guys are excited and looking forward to changing things. And we feel we have a great opportunity to change things around and get some momentum and hopefully we can't change the start of the season, but we can. Start right now and change the ending. And so that's all we're focusing on right now.
And the key to beating them?
I think offensively you got to play really smart. We can't turn the ball over. Their offense has not turned the ball over one time. They have 9 turnovers on defense. Their defense is talented. They do a good job stopping the run. They get pressure on the quarterback. I think leading the league in sacks or near the top, and so we got to protect, we got to get, find completions, move the ball, stay out of third and longs, all those things, and score some points.
Eli, you don't see the Chiefs a lot, but you know Andy Reid, and you know what kind of a game plan he's going to bring to the game. How does that help you guys at all, knowing Andy's style?
Well, I think it'll help our defense a little bit, having gone against that style of offense, but obviously, different coordinators come from the Jets, and so played them over the years a little bit and have a little feel, but their defense is playing really, really well right now, and we got to play really well as well.
Eli, when some teams get a slow start out of the box, like an 0-3 and losing 38-0 against a Carolina team, a lot of times you see division. Do you see this team coming together?
I think the guys know we got to stick together. If anything's going to change and we're going to get back on track, it's going to come from us playing well as a team and sticking together and having each other's back. And I think the guys realize that and understand that and have done a good job this week of staying confident, staying strong, and understand the only way to fix this is us looking at it in the mirror and fixing it.
You feel like this is a must-win situation, even though it's only September?
I think I go into every game feeling it's a must-win, and so I don't think anything changes this week.
Is this as desperate as you felt team-wise this early in the season, though?
I guess, it's the first time we've been 0-3, so I guess so. Those are the circumstances. I've never gone into a week saying, all right, it's okay if we lose this week. I think we're fighting and we're gonna compete and go out there and try to find a way to win.
Coach Coughlin said that he thought that Hakeem's comments on Sunday after the game might have been taken out of context a little bit. Have you gotten a chance to talk to Hakeem?
We just kind of looked at each other and said, hey, we don't have to talk about this, right? He said, yeah. Hakeem's one of my great friends, I understand he wasn't saying anything. I never thought he was saying anything, at me or making any jabs. I think, he was just, that's Hakeem, he's good, and we'll get back on track this week.